Lewis Nerdly on 77 WABC, the crown jewel of American radio.
Indeed it is, and here we are. 848-WABC is the number to call if you want to participate on today's program. 848-9222. And that's how you reach us. We have so much news to discuss, it is going to be impossible to get it all in 1 hour. But I am going to make an attempt. In so doing, I will start out with stuff from the bottom stack. Millie is the top stack. The Democrats and their insane spending would be my second stack normally. And then we have a whole lot of one-off stories. There's an education stack. I'm going to start today with that, even though these are not the top stories in the nation because I will never get to them otherwise. Let us start with this from National Review. L.A. high school teacher hangs F the police poster in classroom. Now, this is a Los Angeles high school teacher. It wasn't just that one. Hung a slate of inflammatory wall art. That's what it's called, wall art. In his classroom in L.A., the teacher hung posters disparaging the police and comparing American explorers to the Ku Klux Klan, as well as flags representing Black Lives Matter and the transgender rights movement. And those were among some of the other politically charged displays. Parents Defending Education is a group that got photos of some of these things. The American flag was strewn over a piece of furniture and cast into a corner in the room. One of the posters that was on prominent display said F, and you know the other three letters, the police, as well as the abbreviation ACAB, A-C-A-B. That stands for, if you don't know, all cops are bastards. The main quote on the poster claims policing is designed to support white supremacy, and therefore policing should be abolished. Policing is a violent anti-black settler institution that originated as slave patrols. This is... Their primary mandate is to protect property and to militarily enforce white supremacist capitalism. They are doing their jobs and they are trained and paid. They're doing the jobs as they are paid and trained to do. Another poster features a photo of Christopher Columbus with an X over the face and the words F. Again, you know the other three letters there. America. America is spelled A-M-E-R-I-K-K-A. This is native land. The words settler, colonialism, genocide, slavery, imperialism, war on drugs, Jim Crow, and prison labor are adjacent to the picture of Christopher Columbus. This is in Los Angeles. A school district spokesperson, when apprised of this, said later that day, well, they didn't say they defended the teacher's freedom to showcase materials of their own choosing in their classrooms. This is defended by administrators. In Los Angeles Unified School District, which is the second largest school system in America. A mayor in Ohio, this is from the Daily Mail online, a mayor in Ohio has threatened the city's entire school board with criminal charges unless they resign over highly sexual writings that teachers gave to underage students, an assignment. Hudson Mayor Craig Schubert delivered the harsh ultimatum during a school board meeting Monday. At issue are the highly inappropriate writing prompts distributed to the students in the Liberal Arts 2 writing class. It asked students to write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom and Describe your favorite part of a man's body using only verbs. And write an X-rated Disney scenario. The mayor said to the school board, it has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. He said he spoke to a judge. She's already confirmed. So he's going to give the school board a simple choice. Either resign or you will be charged with child pornography. This is what's happening in your classrooms, folks. Well, this one is a little different. And this happened in Alabama. A male preacher carrying a sign, I guess on campus, the way I read this story. Yes, it was on a campus at the University of Alabama, Birmingham campus. A male preacher carrying a women belong in the kitchen sign was punched in the face and knocked to the ground by a female Alabama college student. In addition to the women belong in the kitchen sign, he had another sign that said women shouldn't be in college. This preacher is in the wrong country. He belongs in Afghanistan with his buddies, the Taliban. And this young lady that popped him, I don't encourage violence. I don't advocate violence. But the young lady that popped him, I hope that she does not find herself in a world of hurt over it. I mean, to me, well, again, I don't advocate violence. I think there are. By the way, after this show today, please keep the radio dial set here, WABC Talk Radio 77. Michael Goodwin, New York Post, is going to be joining Cats at Night, and you're going to want to stick around for that. So please keep the dial here. I'll be reminding you of that a few times. Now, another story. Again, this is moving away from the education stack. Advocates in utter disbelief after Biden resumes Haitian repatriations. Here's the skinny on this. It's a Hill story. I'm not going to go into all the detail. Don't have time. ICE is going to repatriate, mass deport Haitians that are coming in. One of the squad members is a little bit upset about this. Ayanna Presley. We're in utter disbelief that the Biden administration would deport Haitians now, hours after the 7.2 magnitude earthquake. President Joe Biden released a statement saying the United States was a friend of Haiti. And yet today, 1 month after this devastating earthquake, here he is trying to deport Haitians. There's a simple reason for this. And you're not going to like it, Miss Squad. They're black. That's reason number one. You know, Joe Biden, don't forget, is the guy that didn't want his kids going into that jungle with those other kids that were black. The jungle, that was his word. But they're not just black. See, normally that wouldn't be the only problem, even though last week he called, 2 weeks ago, called one of his own aides, black aides, come here, boy, one of those things. Haitians are remarkably our Haitian immigrants to this country, self-reliant. They work their asses off. They believe in education. They educate their children with strict discipline, for the most part. I mean, yeah, there are exceptions to everything, right? And they like Republicans. So you want to know why Joe Biden wants to make sure that the Haitians go away, especially in the state of Florida? There's your reason, like it or not. Well, I think that should be recognized as a theory like any other. France, outraged by the deal that Joe Biden made with Australia. They say President Macron is upset. He says this is a deal. This is something Trump would have done. We weren't consulted. Well, and we signed a pact with Australia. Look, don't get upset, Macron. When it comes down to it, if there's a choice, Joe Biden will stab Australia in the back just like he stabbed our allies in Afghanistan in the back. Don't you fret, Mr. Macron. And by the way, he even forgot the prime minister's name. I could spend time on that, but gaffes from Joe Biden come every day. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them. Some of them are funny. Some of them are hilarious. I know. Good old Mitch McConnell. Rush used to call him the turtle. The toitle. The toitle. Trump said the turtle's got to go. He said that today. I don't have that story in front of me, but I read it today. He's like, Mitch is a disaster. He needs to go. Oh, there's a story about Paul Ryan, too. You're going to want to hear that. Sure you will. Anyway, here's the story from Fox Business about McConnell. McConnell rejected a request by Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen for Republicans to join Democrats to raise or suspend the debt ceiling before the federal government runs out of cash to pay its bills early next month. The leader repeated to Secretary Yellen what he has said publicly since July, said McConnell spokesperson Doug Andres. This is a unified Democrat government engaging in a partisan reckless tax and spending spree. They'll have to raise the debt ceiling on their own, and they have the tools to do it. Democrats are saying they're not going to do that by themselves. They want Republicans to join, to give them some cover. Now, our friend Bernie Goldberg, he used to work for CBS and then came out years and years ago and described some of the biases in that news organization. In The Hill, Yes, it's in The Hill. Bernie Goldberg wrote a column, Why Isn't It a Lie When Joe Biden Says Something False or Dishonest? Again, you can check it out there. I don't have to read the whole story. Here's the premise. Over anybody that read the news saw a dramatic shift in language when Donald Trump took over. You saw phrases all the time like, basically calling him a liar and saying he lied so many times. In fact, in this story, I think Bernie, yes, here it is. The Washington Post counted those times and concluded Trump's quote-unquote false or misleading claims total 30,573 over 4 years. They kept insisting that everything Trump did, even when it was a difference of opinion with them, was a lie. And, of course, with Joe Biden, who lies regularly, thank you, by the way, we still have thousands of people stranded in Afghanistan, be they allies or Americans. Blinken the other day says he doesn't know how many are there. But yet you don't see stories in any of these publications like the Washington Post, like the New York Times, like The Hill, like Politico, saying that Joe Biden is lying and Bernie Goldberg is right, as rain to point it out. The Millie Stack is still coming. There is a column that I hope to have time to spend with, and it's by a columnist that I usually blow right past, Charles Blow. I nickname him affectionately, very affectionately, Charles Blowhard, of the New York Times. And the headline of his column caught my eye, and I read it, and I was stunned at one or two of the paragraphs. Democrats continue to struggle with men of color. If anybody in our great listening audience, and it is growing by leaps and bounds here on the James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly Show, if you happen to know, if anyone in our vast and growing listening audience happens to know or be a friend of Charles Blow at the New York Times, can you please tell him I would love to have a conversation with him? Non-confrontational, non-hostile, but just a discussion of ideas with Mr. Blow on this program. And hopefully I can get to that article. He's making the point. Here, let me read you this from Charles Blow's column. The big headline is that the California recall failed. Gavin Newsom gets to keep his job. He handily fought off the Republican challenge. But, he says, there is a worrisome detail in the data, one that keeps showing up, one that Democrats would do well to. Black and Latino men are not hewing as close to the party line as black and Latina women. That's an interesting way to put it, isn't it, Charlesy? Worrisome. Black and Latino men are not hewing as close to the party line as black and Latina women. Oh, yeah. They're straying away. There are, of course, issues with exit polls, he says, blah, 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 blah. But for many of these men, saying Republicans are racist or attract racists or even abide racist isn't enough. Another great line. Wait a minute. For many of these men, these black and Latino men, just saying what all of us Democrats say every year, that Republicans are racist or they attract racists or they abide racists, that's no longer enough. These black and Latino men have the temerity not to believe it. I hope I have some more time to spend with this, because this is truly an interesting column by Mr. Blow. Anyway, James Golden here with you. Talk Radio 77 WABC. Yes, indeed, we are the crown jewel of American radio. And don't forget, Katz comes on after this show. Michael Goodwin will join him. We are coming back. Our telephone number, 800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC, the number to call if you want to be on our show today. And we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Entertaining. And informative. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, is on the air. 77 WABC.
Oh.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free.
Yes, baby. That's Ree bringing us back in. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
I didn't even know you couldn't have been too much
more than. You know, the Aretha Franklin movie is out now. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know. You know, sometimes I think maybe I should watch it. Sometimes I don't think I should, because I just love Ree so much. All right. Let's turn our attention to the general... Millie Stack. There is a lot. Tammy Bruce, our friend Tammy Bruce, wrote a column in the Washington Times today. And I was surprised. I got to the back of the column, and guess what? There was she had acknowledged a tweet of mine, and I had no idea that was coming. But Tammy says, this last week provides us with two shocking examples of how the government industrial complex is working against us citizens and this country's founding principles. She says originally her column was going to be about Bush 43s, what she says is shocking and atrocious comment in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on 9/11. His remarks equated the January 6th Capitol protesters with mass murdering savage terrorist. His comments alone were disgusting. But even more so was where he chose to deliver them, on hallowed ground. Shanksville was where Americans of all stripes banded together on an airplane to save the Capitol and the White House from attack. They knew the only way they could stop that horror would be to sacrifice their own lives, and they did. Many of us have viewed George W. as well-meaning, but often wrong. He was a moderate, but his comments on 9/11 disabused me of that notion, says Tammy. His spewing of the establishment's hateful and dangerous narrative that tens of millions of Americans are the equivalent of Al-Qaeda is beyond the pale. And she says, just when you think it can't get much worse, it did. Then we get the Woodward book. And I'm paraphrasing some lines so I can get to the key points here. And then Tammy goes to talk about the two phone calls that General Milley made. I used to say if true, but they have not denied these phone calls took place, folks. So now I'm just going to go for it because they pretty much said, yeah, the phone calls took place. In each, Milley assured the Chinese the United States was not preparing to strike. I want to assure you the American government is stable. Everything is going to be okay. And then Milley, of course, as you know, told China, if we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. Now, there are multiple attempts by the swamp to retreat on this reporting, including the claim that many people knew General Milley was doing it, except for the commander-in-chief, of course. Still, there is denial that Milley's conversation with the Chinese took place. The word treason is thrown around a lot these days, but if you want to know what it looks like, this is it. That's what our good friend, Tammy Bruce, says. The book also implies CIA Director Gina Haspel and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi involved, and Haspel, CIA director, that's one we need to talk about in future shows. And Trump gave her the break that she needed to become the CIA director. Then again, what Jim Comey and the FBI did to Mr. Trump and his team just after the 2016 election was also shocking, illegal, and unconstitutional. And no one has faced any repercussions. It's almost as if this banana republic crime boss style of government is now the norm. The details about General Milley's actions are presented as though they were a good thing. Many believe General Milley and his associates leaked it specifically thinking he would be nailed as a hero, hailed as a hero. She says, Mr. Bush's remarks on 9/11 to libel Americans as terrorists and the General Milley revelation confirmed what American people have been worried about, the legitimacy, not just of elections, but of the system itself. And then she writes this. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdy, the former producer of the Rush Limbaugh Show, tweeted about this growing suspicion of our government, quote, massive distrust in main media outlets and electoral process, massive distrust key military and intelligence leaders, state-issued mandates, eliminate freedoms, budgets on deficit spending, high taxes, massive welfare. Sound like a third world nation? Question. End quote. Make no mistake, says Tammy, the media and the swamp will try to gaslight you into believing none of this matters, but this is the most dangerous period of time aside from the American Civil War that we have faced. None of this could be happening because someone had a bad day. It is a reflection of an internal cancer that appears now to be disabling the very foundation of the founders. The very foundation the founders established to keep this nation free and safe. That is our friend Tammy Bruce today in the Washington Times. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly. We are coming back. Don't go away. On this, the crown jewel of American radio, talk radio 77 WABC, New York. And New York, folks, is a big place. New York includes Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New Jersey, all of us, the Quad State area, within our signal reach here at WABC, we welcome you all in. You are fellow New Yorkers. We love having you here. We're going to get to the phones pretty quickly. I just want to read you two messages I got from our very own Princess Di, our Princess of Policy here, Domestic Policy Advisor. She says, I think there are a bunch of salient details in the Washington Post, New York Times coverage of the Woodward book that have slipped by. One of them is the quote where Milley is saying he built his relationship with the Chi-Com general over the last 5 years. Princess of Policy Diana Mee then asks, what else was he colluding on with them about? What else? What else? Then she sent me a picture today. Here's the caption under the picture. China's People's Liberation Army General Li Zhaoxing and then U.S. Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley review an honor guard during a welcome ceremony in Beijing on August 16th, 2016. It is a Getty image. They were buds, she says, during the Obama regime. Yes. Very salient points from our domestic policy advisor. It is just insane. Joe Scarborough blasts Republicans attacking General Milley. We're attacking him. We're attacking him. This is the guy that undermined his own commander-in-chief at the behest, sometimes it appears, of Nancy Pelosi and CIA Director Gina Haspel. This is a guy who told China he would warn them if America was going to attack after the Chinese threatened us in the South China Sea. And Joe Scarborough now blasts Republicans attacking General Milley and says, we are attacking the very people who keep us safe. Now, I remember when Joe Scarborough wasn't whipped. You remember that back in the day before he was whipped? Nikki Haley says General Milley's phone calls were supposed to have the back of the president, not China. She is another one that is livid by what she's seeing. You don't have the back of the Chinese. You have the back of your president, she says. There were multiple members of the administration that thought they knew better than the president. And there she has nailed it. And she says that is a very, very dangerous thing. Donald Trump's team, according to the Washington Times, was surprised by Milley's calls to China. There's another article in today's Hill from a columnist who's urging Congress to act. It's Kevin Carroll, partner in Wigan and Dana's litigation department in Washington and New York offices, blah, 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 National Security, Congressional Investigations Practice Group. He served as an Army CIA officer, blah, blah, blah. He's urging Congress to step in to prevent the nuclear weapons quandary from ever happening again. That's Milley taking it upon himself to call a meeting to make sure he's included in the loop of decision-making. Phones, where are we going, Rich?
All right, James, good afternoon. Let us start with Bob in Bayside.
Let us start there. Good afternoon, Bob. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
I'd like to hear your explanation for the following incontrovertible fact, which is that every neo-Nazi and white supremacist website in this country wholeheartedly and enthusiastically supports Donald Trump. What is your explanation for that?
Well, number one, you said it's an incontrovertible fact, and I would like you to back that up by listing them and naming them. But here's, Bob, what neo-Nazi and Nazi sites have you been visiting, and why do you visit them?
I don't visit them.
Then how do you know?
There have been multiple reports on all.
No. You don't call here and say multiple reports say this and say something is a fact. If you haven't yourself researched it.
I'll call you back with all the.
Okay, so Bob, after you get finished visiting.
They support Donald Trump?
Bob, I don't go to Nazi sites. I thought you were the expert on Nazi sites, not me.
Anyway, first of all, I don't like Donald Trump. I have a right.
I know. That's why I asked you. Why do you hate him so much?
Let me ask you a question. You think the election was stolen?
I'm not going to even get into that. I think the elections had problems. I didn't say stolen. I think there are massive problems. Let me ask you a question. When did it become constitutional for a bunch of judges in Pennsylvania to change the voting rules of the legislature? That is unconstitutional. Do you support that?
Well, all I know is that Giuliani.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. On the critical issue.
Rudolph Giuliani and his team.
Rudy has a show before him. If you want to call and talk about something Rudy did, call Rudy. This is James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley. You want to talk about something I think, call me. I can't even hear you. Get a better phone, man. I'd love to talk with you, but your phone is like not letting you finish by accident or on purpose. And have fun visiting those Nazi sites there, Bob. Yeah, I have never been to a Nazi site, Bob. Why are you going there? James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley. Where are we headed next, Rich?
Next, we are going to speak with Rhonda in good old South Bend, Indiana.
Hello, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I am calling about the story you shared earlier in the show about.
Is this Rhonda, the coffee blogger?
Yes, it is Rhonda, the coffee, the small caffeinated American mom.
First of all, I read your blog, Rhonda. I read your blog. You have to tell people on this show how to read your blog.
Well, thank you so much. They can find me at rhondaschrock.com. I am in the process of getting a brand new website, so that's still my old one, but all of my columns are on there, all those blogs you read. That is so kind of you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Now, Rhonda, what's on your mind?
Well, as you know, my husband and I have four boys, and so hearing stories about that kind of material in school is very disturbing. The last of our four sons just started high school, and I can tell you that my husband and I do everything that we can to transmit our values here at home, our faith, our beliefs, our character, what matters to us, so that when our boys go out into the world, they have a solid framework with which to engage the world. You know, I thought about what Rush used to say quite a bit, that he was watching some of his friends like slip in their philosophies because of their children. And
yep.
that is a sad and frightening commentary on these times. And so, again, here in the heartland, we are doing everything we can to equip our young men to be wise, of sound mind, to be good thinkers. And Rush used to stress that. You have to know how to think before you go to college. So.
Amen to that. Rhonda, it is so good to hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, I love this woman's blog. If you give it a shot, you might too. RhondaSchrock.com is where you see it. Thank you, Rhonda. Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Time to take a break. We're going to come back. We have other phone calls to get to. Of course, I warned you I couldn't get to all of the news today. I have like three stacks left that are huge. But we'll try to take a few stories as well. But your calls, I want to hear from you. 800-848-WABC is the number to call if you ever want to be on this program. Write it down if you can't get through today. 848-WABC. Remember, coming up after this show, New York Post columnist Michael Goodwin joins Cats at Night right here on WABC. Keep your radio on WABC all day, all night. On the weekends, we have wonderful music programming, Music Radio WABC. We have Dina Martin. Dina Martin brings back the Rat Pack deal. We have Joe Piscopo doing Frank Sinatra. We have Cousin Barusi. WABC, the station you love, the station you grew up with. The crown jewel of American radio, James Golden here, and we'll be right back.
Now, here's the soul of excellence, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, on 77 WABC.
Now, you know that voice. That has to be Neville.
Okay.
WABC Talk Radio 77. In New York, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, with you. Rich, what time is it?
James, it's time for your clip of the day.
This is the James Golden Clip of the Day.
Are you refusing service?
Yeah, you can go back to vaccination card.
We just told you that we're religiously exempt.
You told us you had your vaccination card.
I never told you any of that. I would never tell you that.
Oh, we don't have our vaccine card, so now the kids can't eat. We can't eat. You guys are okay with that? This is the America you want to live in?
Yep.
Is this the America you want to live in? No, f*** you. You see? This is America, and in America, everybody can eat. Everybody can eat in America.
You need to wake up.
I told you that we're religiously exempt. If you read the poster that you posted on your thing from the city, it says you cannot discriminate. Okay? Read the poster. It says it on there.
That. It's from a story I found this morning in BizPack Review. This happened in New York City, folks, in Brooklyn, New York, at a pizzeria. A man and his kids denied service because they were not vaccinated. BizPackReview.com is where you'll find the story. The whole soundbite is really long, and yes, there's some adult language used in it. But this is happening in Brooklyn, New York. At a pizzeria, I'm not going to give their name because I don't want to inflame this story, but this happened at a pizzeria in Brooklyn, New York. Quickly, before we go to Rapid Phones, Paul Ryan researched narcissistic personality disorder after Trump win, book claims. This is more from the Woodward book. Paul Ryan, also reportedly told by a wealthy doctor, a Republican donor, that he needed to understand what narcissistic personality disorder is. That's the best way to deal with Trump. And Ryan studied that for weeks. He didn't think Trump was going to win, was surprised. Paul Ryan, since you studied that, maybe you can go back and look up backstabbing rhino establishment and see what you come up with there. Rapid Phones. WABC Talk Radio 77. Where are we going, Rich?
James, let's say hi to Laurie. Laurie in Harlem.
Hello, Laurie. Welcome to the program.
Hello, James. And since this is rapid fire, I'll call back when I have more time to say more things to you. One of your new listeners, you can add them to the list. You need an extra hour or more. I want to say that. But the reason I called, I want to compliment you. I enjoyed your 9/11 show. I tuned in very early. You had just the right balance of emotion and politics. And I love Princess Di. Great listening to you, James.
Thank you, Lori. And please do call back when we have more time to speak. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate that very much. And thank you, WABC. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Dave, for 9/11. And for everybody that contributed to that wonderful weekend of programming. Where next, Rich?
Where next? Gary in Staten Island.
Gary, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bo, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody Saturday down in D.C.
Why?
I don't got to tell you. You know.
Look, Gary, do you understand what, you know, Donald Trump today came out opposed to this rally. You do know that, right?
No, I don't know everything, but
no, he did. And can I tell you why? Donald Trump says that this could be a setup. And I want you to pay attention to this, too. You know, we all know what they're trying to do, how they're trying to spin this story, that this was the worst insurrection in the history of the country, blah, 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 blah. And we all know that the left will do anything to try to blemish Donald Trump. I think that this rally is not a good idea. I think that this rally on the Capitol steps opens up the door for people who want to do harm to Donald Trump, people that want to do harm to the cause. And you know that the press will never investigate to see if there were any bad actors there, whether they're real or whether they're put up from the left. You know that. I just think, and I could be wrong, and I say that, I think this is a horrible idea. And I don't understand the thinking on it. So, but I do appreciate you calling. If you're going, God bless you. Please, Gary, be safe. Please be safe. And don't let any of the leftists there get under your skin. And the leftists are going to be there. James Golden, WABC, Rapid Fire Phones. Where are we going next, Rich?
Let's say hi to Brad in Piscataway.
Brad, welcome to the program. How are you?
James, welcome back to New York. Remember the old 6 o'clock show where you used to play Backstabbers by OJs?
Oh, yes.
That's the perfect theme song for General Miley and the whole Democrat Party. What they do. Remember when you used to say that?
That's right. What they do. They stab you in the back. We're going to have to pull that out, Rich.
In the roster for bumper music, so.
I love it. Thank you for your call. Thank you. Great memories. Appreciate that. Rich, where are we going?
Well, I think we have that song here in our library. Let's say hi to Steve in Manorville.
Steve Manorville, how are you? Manorville, New Jersey?
No. It's out on Long Island.
In Long Island. That's right.
Long Island, yeah.
Long Island.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm calling about the piece that you just played from this morning that came out. Where's BLM? Where are all the people that say racism every time the conservatives or Republicans make a move? Here you have the city of New York knowing that only 29% of blacks are vaccinated in New York City. However, they are not allowing them to go into restaurants.
Interesting that, isn't it?
Isn't this racist?
Isn't that interesting?
Jim Crow, you know, apartheid, everything they throw at us. This is exactly that, and nobody is saying anything about it.
You just did, and you made a wonderful point. We have time for one more. Who is it, Rich?
Let's take Jimmy in Rockland County.
Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bo, I just want to say thank you for being on the front line to talking to dummies like that Nazi caller guy. You help us prove the point. They have no points. They just no facts, and you have the facts, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. Love your call. Love all of you. Sorry we can get to everybody. We'll try again tomorrow. Listen, folks, remember, as I say every day, where we are. And that includes our quad state area. This is New York City. We are the greatest city in the world, in the greatest nation humanity has ever witnessed, America. God bless and protect each and every one of you. I'll be back tomorrow.